This is horrible, horrible. It is. Did you know what you're doing? Do you know what this does? I said, I don't think we have to have studies on this. If we don't require people to be responsible, they won't be. I think that's just a gimme. You don't even have to sit there and try to get some PhDs to do a longitudinal study on that. So number one, this is a bad idea. Oh, well, we're protecting the children. I said, you're not. I said, you don't care about children. You don't want people to have children. Get serious. That's exactly what you're asking for, is you basically want all women to be totally irresponsible sexually. Well, what about race? You go, You go, it gets... That's getting used too often, I'm sorry. That's actually an argument for forcing everybody to be more responsible. When you tell them that they don't have to be responsible, why would girls have a problem with being raped? It doesn't ruin their life. Mine would be kind of fun. Oh, you're so horrible. And you go, no. Don't, you can't go down that road with this argument. You can't do that.
That has taken me
too. Yeah. This is... Women are spending too much time saying, I get to be irresponsible, but everybody else around me has to be supremely responsible. No, you can't do that. It's got to apply to everybody.
And pay for more consequences.
Yeah. Make sure that I don't have consequences, and if that costs money, society must bear it completely. And you're going, I'm sorry, I can't respect you, nor can I respect your opinion. Number one, your opinion. Stupid. Number two, that makes you stupid. I'm sorry. Therefore, I don't know why you're on the TV show debating this stuff. Because it's actually an ignoramus argument. Well, people can't be held responsible for everything. And you go, that's one thing you can try to help society to do for you. Is try to make rules so that we can't make everybody miserable. That's why everybody doesn't have to walk around with a gun on their holster, constantly pulling it out every time some other person walks by, so that you know you can't screw with that person. You don't want a society like that. But that's not government's job to make that happen. It's not government's job to say, well, if you don't feel secure, number one rule is, we won't allow you to have a gun on your head. That worries people. And you go, yeah, it's supposed to worry people. It's supposed to make people respect you. Because of your ability to kill them. But sometimes that's all the respect you can get out of people. So, man, all I know is that guy can kill me, so I'm going to have to just walk past. Not make any provocative moves. And you go, but when you force people to behave a certain way, you start getting the inherent problem of irresponsibility. And what you're saying is, there's whole classes of people that can behave certain ways. Right now, if you're black, and you want to go to your local convenience store, and steal a hat that you get to wear backwards, or some cool shades, pretty much society says you can do that. As a black person, you have a reasonable assumption that if you do that, they're just going to let you do it. And society's not going to come after you for about 20 different reasons. I think that thing's going tick, 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 tick. Anyway.
Did I call?
Yeah. How'd you? So. You go, that's what happens with basic irresponsibility. We've made it so intrinsic, not only in our society, but in our laws, that there are certain blessed groups that get away with stuff. The rich have always been able to get away with things. Because they had the power to pay off the authorities. And they just say, here's some money, please go away. Leave me alone, I have a bigger army than you do. I can pay for a bigger army than you can. Okay. It says, now we've got certain blessed groups. They can behave however they like. They can break basic rules of common society. And they can get away with it. And you go, do you understand that we can't really do that? We can't really have that? Then it's not a, you know, we are not a nation of laws anymore. Then we are a nation of privileges. And they go, well, what about white privilege? You go, there isn't any white privilege. How can a huge dominant group have a privilege other people don't have? I says, some people may be not, some people may, other people, like let's say the slaves for instance, they may be prevented from exercising full personhood. I said, or those special groups can do stuff. You can't say there is a privilege of being part of the majority. That's just mathematically impossible. Sorry. You guys can say it all day long, but it's not fair. Because, however, I have to say that blacks, in a very systemic way, have privileges. Have privileges over and beyond what regular people do. If you want to call regular people white, that's your business. But they do. You know, I can't just walk into a convenience store, take some glasses, and basically just walk out. I can't do that. Somebody will turn me in. You know, you can say, well, black people can't do this, you know, they don't have good houses, they don't have stuff like that, and you go, now you're confused. It says, it's not they don't have the opportunity to have it, it's that they just can't do it. Well, you can't have a job that's good enough to get that. I said, that's not true either. We have evidence of black people who can do that.
Or even who get the job just because that's their skin color.
Oh, there you go.
So
there's an interesting point there that we haven't talked about. It looks like some kind of artwork that broke. It looks like a dog.
Yeah.
Probably Graham or something. It's that time. Everybody's trying to get their final project in.
Yes, that was
somebody's
final project.
Nothing's done. Yeah, the sad part is, guess what? Next semester, the final project is going to be a huge thing for me because I have to grade them all. But I'm going to do it the way I do it. I got it done in my master's program. The criteria is very set. If you meet the criteria, you're fine. You've got to do it that way. If it's subjective at all, you're in trouble. So I'm kind of glad I'm in the business department. Anyway, so there we go. Majority can't have privileges. Just not there. Either you're being discriminated against, that's a possibility. They said, or you as a small elite group have privileges. And he said, I have to say for blacks, there's probably more privilege than there is discrimination. Yeah, I know. But you go, I'm sorry. It says, usually based on other things. Well, black people are poor. And you go, no, some black people are poor. Maybe a lot of black people are poor. But it's not based on their skin color, it's based on their poverty. And you go, do people have to be poor? No. And you go, okay, so they're not being discriminated against. I can't have a huge mansion because I'm poor. And you go, ooh, that's discrimination. You go, can society go down that road? Do we have enough resources so that every single person can have a big mansion? is that even proper? And you go, chances are, we don't even have the resources to do this adequately, so we shouldn't even attempt it. I think it's funny that when people start going, oh, those white cops, as if all cops are white, you know,
yeah.
Just pick on black people, and you go, okay, then all of a sudden, a highly publicized thing came out where it was a black cop taking down a black guy, and then they started saying, wow,
he's
no, he's blue. You have to understand, once you join the cops, you lose your skin color, and you all of a sudden have this blue thing. And it isn't that white people are oppressing black people. Now it's blue people oppressing black people. And you go, you know, you guys are just always going to say something to make everybody go nuts. And you go, we've got the rule of law. If you break a law, you get punished. You should be punished basically the same way as everybody else does. The system works really hard to try to make that happen. There's a lot of checks and balances in it. Is it perfect? No. Will it ever be perfect? No. Well, it's wrong that the prisons are full of black people. And you go, did this black guy commit this crime? Yes. Does that then mean he needs to go to prison? Yes. Okay. Let's do that to every one of them. This is exactly what the justice system does. It doesn't take them as a big crowd and say, let's just take all these black people we see right here. Let's gather them all up. Let's make a supposition that they all broke some law. We're going to incarcerate all of them. And you go, did that happen? No. So it sounds like every single one of those people, no matter their skin color, did something to get them put in jail. The law was broken. Something happened. And it was justified sufficiently that a justice system did this to them. So as far as I know of, if you're a patent racist and you're a judge, the system has a way to stop you from behaving that way. and you probably wouldn't even be able to become a judge if you were patently that way. Oh, we have all kinds of things. You go, yeah, yeah, but they've been fixed for the most part. Just so, yeah, I'm sorry. So, if there's too many black people in prison, what would you have us do? Let them all out? Therefore not punishing them for a crime they committed? Is that what we're doing? They go, well, it's not proportional. I'm sure white people aren't getting caught doing bad things as often as black people are. And you go, you know, that's going to have to be a question for a whole nother venue. And that's about how close are we going to make a police state? You know, how are we going to lock down the whole universe so that if anybody does anything wrong, the second they do it, we have a perfect system to identify the fact that something bad happened. And swoop in to make sure that's done. Well, the police are watching black people too much. And you go, well, it says, under scrutiny, are you breaking a law? And you go, what you're arguing about is the fact that the scrutiny may be uneven. You can actually make a case for that. I'm not saying that the scrutiny isn't uneven. What I'm saying is each individual guy in that prison, has he been put through a system that's reasonably capable of determining whether he broke a law? And you go, yeah. Says that all these people deserve to be in prison. Your contention is that more people should be put in prison, and you also think that we should be very, very poignant about making sure that we are watching white people to make sure that we catch every single white person who's breaking some law, because it isn't right that black people who break laws may get caught more readily. Well, white people get away with stuff. And you go, is that systemic? Yeah. Oh, well, that's something we can have a conversation about, but it has nothing to do with the prison rate. As far as we're aware of, everybody who's in prison probably earned their way in there. So, what do you want the outcome to be? Do you want police to take their finite resources, stop watching black people altogether, and only concentrate their efforts on upper class white neighborhoods and places where they hang out? Do upper-class white people commit a whole bunch of crimes? Well, no. And you go, so should our police force be engaged in keeping tabs on them? Should be fair. Is this about fairness or is this about trying to handle problems? As far as I can tell, even if there is illegal stuff going on in upper-class white neighborhoods, it's not hurting anybody. It doesn't make what they're doing any less illegal. It says, but I think society is much more concerned about somebody going around with a gun and pumping lead into you. than somebody who's getting rich off of insider trading. Because I'm sorry. One of them kills people, the other one just seems really unfair. Not saying it's not wrong, but in the end, we've got a whole ton of laws, and there's only a certain fraction of them that we can really police very well with the resources that we have as a society. And we go, which rules do you want to have prosecuted? Well, with the violent stuff, we go, there you go. Because I'm sorry. Where does most of the violent crime happen? In poor neighborhoods. Okay. Are there a lot of black people in poor neighborhoods? Yeah. And you go, do you want the cops in those poor neighborhoods to take care of these violent criminals? Yeah. And you go, then you should have a problem with the fact that a lot of violent criminals may actually end up being black. Oh. That's not right. Okay. This is logic, John. I can't logic you on this level. You can't do that. Because you're always going to be screaming about the inequities of life. And you go, you should be grateful that there are some inequities in life, because instead of just some guy pumping up his bank account through illegal means, but it doesn't really hurt you at all, particularly. So that person goes free. When the guy who's gunning down children in your poor neighborhood you think we should let him go free to be equitable. How does the real victim feel about that? We've created a lot of weird laws. Most of the white collar crimes are all about making things so that you can't take advantage of your neighbor. Or, more likely than that, take advantage of a situation that other people don't have a good opportunity to also take advantage of. You know? That is basically insider trading right there. You aren't allowed to have special information that other people don't have readily available to them. You go, as far as I'm aware, that's called business. If you're smarter than somebody else, your business should thrive. You shouldn't have to be constantly giving back your smartness to make the playing field more even. You know? I don't think that's you can try to do that. Number one, you can't regulate it. Number two, why would anybody try to make anything better if you're constantly having to give it all away? All comes with the feel-good stuff. Or it just feels better. It becomes about this black woman who's trying to raise a couple of kids. And you've taken away her husband/boyfriend. who was hopefully contributing a little bit to her income, probably isn't at all, but that she really liked him. He went off to jail, that's wrong. Life's wrong. You set him up. Did he break a law? Is it common for violent criminals to set up violent criminals that kind of way? And you go, no, they just kill each other. So on, easier, you don't have to think about it. Boom, you're dead. I win, you know, whatever. I'm not saying they won't do it. I'm just saying, chances are they're not going to bother. Setting people up requires cunning. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to be rude, but most poor people don't have cunning. If they did, they probably wouldn't be poor anymore. They'd be something else. They'd still be just as horrible. They'd just try and break as many rules, try more rules. As soon as they figure out they can, they'll try, maybe. How are we doing?
It's 24.
Oh, my gosh. We got some time.
I think I'll walk through to you, because I got to go on my
way. Okay. Sure. I'm with you. So, yeah. And you go, yeah, because, you know, I feel bad having to paint these people as horrible people. I said, but you're a horrible person. You're a horrible person. Sorry. And that's personal, too. You know, that stretches completely at you. Because I don't think you want to be branded a horrible person, so I think that once I can shine a light on your problem, that you will all of a sudden say, I'm not going to believe that anymore. I said, then why not? Because I don't want to be a horrible person. You go, you got it. You don't want to be a horrible person. It's based on your actions and your attitudes. If you would just kept your mouth shut, you wouldn't be influencing other people. Therefore, you probably wouldn't be a despicable person, even if you held these really dingleberry ideas. If you came in here on this venue, think you had the right answer. And you go, I hope you don't get upset when I nail you for not having the right answer. He says, it's okay. You can change. You can say today, I'm not going to be this kind of person anymore. Good. I'm not trying to win. I'm trying to open your eyes. But you'll think about this a little bit more. Because right now, I think you've just seen some line that somebody taught you that you haven't really given enough time.